والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. So this is a translation of what Sheikh Nasr al-Umar addressed the conference with. He began by saying, after praising Allah and asking Allah to bless his prophet, he said, "Dear brothers from the land of the two Haram, Mecca and Medina, I greet you and I would like to inform you how much I wish I could be amongst your presence, but due to the time and other factors, I was unable to attend. However, I would not want to participate, and hence at least this call for a few minutes." The Sheikh then said that this conference indeed is a great victory which will be registered in our history against this crusade that has been launched against Islam. It began by certain sinful and wicked priests in the United States attacking the character and the person of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, we should know that they are not unique in that, but indeed that this is the way of all the criminals throughout history, as Allah has informed us of that in His book. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Have they transmitted this testament to one another, generation after generation? Indeed, they are a people who have stepped over all bounds." And so therefore, if we look at the Quran, we find that the Jews caused harm to the Prophet Musa alayhi salam with their tongue. Indeed, Allah tells us in the Quran that the Prophet Musa pleaded with them saying, "Why are you bothering me, and you know that I am the messenger sent unto you?" And likewise, the children of Israel said unto Isa ibn Maryam, they accused him of being a sorcerer, and Isa complained upon him. And likewise, all the nations with their prophets, they would attack their prophets, but yet in the end, Allah's victory would be for his prophets. And so therefore, those who have entered into this matter by attacking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is an indication to us that they have lost the war. Even though at first, when they have launched this crusade against Islam in many ways and in many directions, it seems that at first glance, that victory is theirs. But however, we should know that in the end, destruction will overtake them, and this is good news for the believers. The enemy has attacked us in many ways and in many lands. There is Palestine, there is Kashmir, there is Chechnya, there is Afghanistan. In fact, there are so many lands and places, and they have attacked us in so many ways, it is impossible for us to enumerate it all. However, as it has been said, that while the victory of the unbelievers might be for an hour, the victory of Islam is until the establishment of the hour. And so therefore, this is a great victory, and we need to then rally to the call, since they have engaged us in this war. And for the Muslims in the West, we rally to this call in the following matter, the Sheikh says. And that is by trying to enter into discussions with these unbelievers, through talking with them, through arguing with them in a best manner, through gently approaching them, and trying to show them the wickedness of their ways, and perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might guide some of them. Indeed, Allah sent the Prophet Musa to alayhi salam to Pharaoh and said, commanded him that say unto Pharaoh a kind word or a gentle word that perhaps he might repent and become righteous. However, when they are obstinate, then another response is given. A large number of Christians have shown that they are in actuality angered by the statement of these priests. Suffice that the perhaps the foreign minister of the United Kingdom came out with a statement by saying that this statement made by these priests against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is actually a slander and a slap in the face, not only to Muslims but to Christians alike. So therefore, we need to encourage this, and we need to pursue it further by even bringing these people to court, if possible, for slander, and taking all means in order to show them that what they have done is too much and cannot be tolerated. For by them attacking the Prophet ﷺ, they have insulted Allah, because Allah is the one who has sent this prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have insulted the other prophets, like the prophet Musa and the prophet Isa alayhim as-salam, who both gave glad tidings to the coming of the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have insulted the believers who believe in these prophets, and they have. It is important for us to show to them that with us we consider all the prophets to be believed in. We do not make any distinction between any of the prophets, and so therefore an attack on any prophet is like an attack on our prophet. And the Shaykh said that in the end we should be certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon himself to defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah says in the Quran, that we will suffice, in other words, we will take care of all those who ridicule you. And these people who have attacked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will see Allah's punishment reaching them, whether shortly or in a long period, in the future, because this is a divine promise that whoever attacks the prophets of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them severely in this world and in the hereafter. And the Shaykh said that they need to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy to the world. He is a mercy to every single creature, from human beings, from jinns, from everyone, and not just, he was not just sent to the Arabs, not just sent to the Muslims alone, but to every single human being and jinn and so forth. And he is a mercy and he is a guidance, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah, the Shaykh said, that by our participation and our attending this conference, that we will win the intercession of our Prophet, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the Day of Judgment, due to our acting of defending the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Shaykh said again, he apologized for not being able to attend in person, and said that there are many brothers, for you brothers to know here in the United Kingdom, that there are many of your brothers in the lands of Al-Haramain who are greeting you and thanking you for holding this conference and attending this conference, and Allah knows best. Jazakumullah khair. And now we're going to do the call with the Shaykh. Right, so I suggest for, I have an idea for the brothers to somebody to volunteer for this idea, okay? While we were calling Sheikh Safar al-Hawari. So the statement by Sheikh Nasir Umar, I mean, for those who speak Arabic, realize I didn't do justice to it, because it truly was a very beautiful and eloquent statement that had many meanings to it and many things. So what I would suggest is that those brothers who speak Arabic and also speak English, rather than just rely upon the translation that I gave, you know, jotting down some notes, that they take the statement of Sheikh Nasir, and likewise Sheikh Salman's statement, for instance, yesterday, and tonight we'll listen to Sheikh Safar al-Hawari's statement, and inshallah, and then make a audio tape from it, whereby which somebody else does the translation and reads it, so that the translation is filling more of the statements that they made, so we don't miss anything. And this is, can then be something beneficial to the Muslims. So inshallah, among those brothers now who are sitting in this audience, or, you know, there's some brothers or a group of brothers who are to take this duty upon themselves, right? And then before the end of the month of Ramadan, we'll have these statements on a cassette tape, huh? Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. So we should be considered it done, right? So, Brother Abdul Fattah, he's charging one tada. You give your name to him at the end of the session to volunteer for this thing, so that the statements can be given and distributed widely.